This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. As always, we like to get to know our neighbors here in the community. Also, events that might be going on. There's one coming up from our friends at the Phoenix Center. So we wanted to welcome them here to tell us about it. We're speaking with Teresa Silva, the executive director, and also Mara Morgan and Mahogany Night. What is this for?
We partnered with Night Entertainment so that we could have a drag event to really celebrate gender diversity, the history of the Wizard of Oz and Wicked in the queer community. Really harken back to the original Are You a Friend of Dorothy from the 50s and 60s, and to right now all of the LGBT celebration of Oz feels like a recoming. We wanted to celebrate that. For us, the most perfect partner would be Night Entertainment. Mahogany is the perfect alphabet for us. It's just about celebrating drag, celebrating our culture, and doing it two different shows. One is family friendly, all ages. You have to have a child to get in.
I saw that. Yeah. It caught my attention.
Yeah. That is to make sure that we're covering our bases, right? No one who doesn't have a child with them belongs at that event. It is age appropriate drag, keeping in mind sensitivities. The 18 plus, anyone over age can come, and that'll be a more adult show.
It's called Wicked Good Drag Show,
Wicked
right?
Wicked Good Drag Show.
And it's going to be January 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it going to be?
Pole Barn Chic has partnered with us. I don't know if you've ever been to that event space. It's gorgeous. She's got a wealth of chandeliers and disco balls, and it's the perfect space and our first partnership with them.
It's on Chatham Road, just south of Menards there?
Okay. And you know, you almost miss the entrance. There are these beautiful
stone gates.
Stone gates, thank you. And it's just, but you would almost miss it if you weren't looking for it.
Driven by it a few times. I haven't been in it yet, but I know a lot of good events have happened there.
Yeah, opportunity to go out there. It's beautiful.
Let's turn to the highlight, Mahogany Night. Hi, Mahogany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Randy?
Excellent, excellent. You're leading these two shows. What would people expect when they come to this drag show?
For this show, it's going to be walk through the Wizard of Oz, the Wiz, as well as lots of the strong songs from Wicked. I'm so excited. My husband and I, we've put the show on together. We've collaborated with five other entertainers to bring one of the best shows I think Springfield have seen in a long, long time. It's lots of theatrics. We went back to some of the original costumes, but some we put a little twist on, especially for the adult-themed show. The costumes will change, and they'll be more adult-themed. The audience is in for a really big surprise, and of course, with a really big finish, and all the things you would think of when you think of Wicked and The Wizard of Oz, and if you've never seen The Wiz, some of the great songs from The Wiz. So we've really taken a hard look at what we wanted to present, and we're happy to partner with the Phoenix Center. We love the Phoenix Center. I worked there for a couple years. I'm happy to be a part of it. And I'm just happy to bring this to Springfield.
Is the music live or is it recorded?
We've hired the orchestra.
You do not want to hear me
the
sing
MGM
live.
The MGM orchestra is coming in now.
No, it will all be recorded. And
is that a possibility? Can we get it live?
We only have to
give refunds. If you want to get refunds. No, it's all recorded and we're just excited. We've blended it all together. We've added some narration to it. So it's just going to be a really nice event.
For somebody in the audience who might be confused or doesn't know what a drag show is, can we explain that or the history of that?
Sure, absolutely. Drag goes back to way back.
Ancient Greek and Romans, even.
Before we were even thought of it. And as I'm told, it was to dress as a guy or dress as a girl. What we're going to do is a lot of the entertainers are female and male impersonators, and so they'll be playing their respective characters in drag. I get the privilege and honor to play Elphaba, so I'm so excited about that. Well, I'll be dressed up as green just as she was on the main screen or in the musical, if you've seen either one. I'm super excited for it. I really, really am. We put a lot of work, a lot of hours that went into rehearsals. I just want to give a big shout out to Click for giving us a space to rehearse before we put it on the main stage at Pole Barn.
So you're downtown at Click rehearsing?
Yes. Great. Yes, we are.
Do you have to put the green paint on?
Right now, no. My husband and I, we did a Wicked-themed costume a couple years ago. I already have a lot of the stuff. I have the green makeup, so I understand how it needs to be applied. I will put it on that day, on Saturday. Takes a lot to get that green out of my skin.
You mentioned the history of drag, and I think it's really interesting to think about how much it has just been a part of all cultures in all times. So, you know, Elizabethan time, we had Shakespeare, which was all male players, and many of their players that played women exclusively played women. Even during World War II, we had very common rallies of our troops dressed in drag just to keep things light and have a little bit of fun. And we had one particular troop, I forget what the name of that show was called, but that performed at the White House. So this is time-tested. Before recently was pretty middle America. I'm a child of the 80s and 90s. Mrs. Doubtfire, yeah. Tu Wong Fu, those were MASH. I mean, I'm dating myself, but you guys remember MASH? There was an episode without a man dressed in women's clothing,
correct.
And it was fun, and it was joyful, and we want to bring that back. Bugs Bunny it up.
I can date myself back even further. Flip Wilson would do Geraldine, and I think Milton Berle would often do this type of stuff. It's got a long history in our culture and in media, although lately, unfortunately, sometimes it is
politicized.
It's not a lot of fun to hear transgenderism be mistaken with drag, but even just what's happening with transgender issues, you've got people who have been very alarmed by any of this type of stuff. It's lighthearted and fun. We've seen this history of people doing it. It's just an opportunity to express yourself in a different way.
Absolutely.
And it's
just
comedy.
Another extension of theater. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Truly, I agree with that.
This is going to be fun. It's The Wizard of Oz. It's Wicked. It's The Wiz, as you said. So I imagine we're going to ease on down the road there a little bit. Performance, dancing, what else would be expected at this event?
We've asked Mahogany and her team to really make it interactive. They won't just be up on the stage. They're going to come down in ways that kids can run them and get their pictures taken with her and really enjoy the beauty of their costumes and the details. Although it will be a more traditional drag, so there's also a certain amount of interactivity to it. For the children's drag show, we are hoping to have cute little things on the tables that they can embody Elphaba or Glinda while they're having fun. And you can expect just a lot of joy and silliness and age appropriate for the two different shows based on which one you're at.
Absolutely.
Does the show benefit the Phoenix Center?
Yes.
How is the Phoenix Center doing? Obviously, we're in difficult times for all institutions, public media, museums, DEI type stuff. Everything is being reexamined. Phoenix Center hanging in through all this?
Absolutely. We have had a bit of a rough year, like everyone else, but we are seeing such amazing community support, folks coming together, the queer community and allies from everywhere, just really coming together to bring in that support. We're still coming off the high in November of our biggest gala yet. That's really exciting. So yeah, we are struggling. We have struggled. We aren't out of those woods yet, but to see the community come together and to have a plan to move forward is really exciting. And I think we've got a lot of exciting things planned for 2026.
We talked about the history of drag, but how often are people able to take on a drag show here? I know when I grew up in Chicago, there were bars that were all drag bars and different things like
the baton,
that.
Children.
Yeah, exactly. I'm curious, is this a unique opportunity in Springfield, or does it happen a little more often than we know?
Our show is unique, but
I'm the show director at Click, and we have a lot of shows there. We have a third Saturday show. Every third Saturday of the month, I host the show, usually on the first Sunday of each month in the afternoon. I host my Sunday Fun Day with guests from all around the country. And then we also have an All Kings, All Nights show, which features all male impersonators. And my grandson, Chad Whiskey Knight, he hosts those shows. We have a trans show. We also have a Friday Fun House, and that's for more alternative drag. Maybe it's not the regular, traditional, what you think as traditional drag. It's more maybe spookier, scarier, cutting edge of drag. And so we host one of those as well. Drag is quite alive here in Springfield, and we're very fortunate that Click is able to produce that many shows and the community supports that many shows.
Mm-hmm. I don't think everyone knows that that is an option or available. Thank you for telling us.
Absolutely.
The shows there are top-notch. One thing that is special about this show is the accessibility for families and for those under 21. So if you want to go to a click show, you have to be of drinking age. This show really is going to be, or the two shows together are open to all ages in our community, and that would be a difference. There's a huge divide between 18 and 21 yes. in accessibility mm-hmm. to these kinds of things, and that's one reason why we were really purposeful about making sure that the later show was 18 plus and that we could work with the venue to keep it comfortable and appropriate for people under drinking age to still enjoy the drag.
This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois. I'm Randy Eccles. We're talking with the folks around the Wicked Good Drag Show. We've got Mahogany Knight, who is the feature of the show. Wicked Good, wicked as in the movie Wicked that we've seen. Part 2 just came out of theaters recently, yes. So it's very fresh.
So good.
And of course, the classic Wizard of Oz and the other alternates in that universe, like The Wiz. You'll be doing honor to all of those at the show. It's an opportunity for kids because this is a show where, as you said earlier, adults can't come to the early show without a child.
Yep.
You can get tickets online. Where would they do that?
On the Phoenix Center website, which is phxctr.org, and then you'd /event, wickedgood_family drag. Or wickedgood_adult drag. Please but our Facebook page is always going to be the quickest way there.
We'll also put a link at nprillinois.org with the post for this so people can find it. We're also joined by Teresa Silva, who is the executive director of the Phoenix Center, who this helps benefit. Tell us a little bit more about the mission of the Phoenix Center.
We are a queer community center for Central Illinois. We have a couple of different, what I call branches of the Phoenix Center. So we do education outreach. And so we go out into the community and say, here's what you should know, here's updated language, here is the difference between sexual orientation and gender identity, here is how to be a better ally. We do that kind of education, and then we do informal education, right? So I always say everything we do at the Phoenix Center, whether it should be or not, is controversial. We're constantly telling people, this is what we do and this is why you should care about it. We also do harm reduction and testing services. So what that looks like in our world, harm reduction for us is providing clean using supplies to folks who are in active drug use, testing for HIV, Hep C, and STIs. We have a housing program that houses folks living with HIV or AIDS, and then we have one that is open for just the queer community in general that have housing needs. We have our incredible youth group that the Phoenix Center started as a youth group, and so that's our flagship program. We've kept that going for 25 years now. We always love to shout out them and plug them. And then we have just our queer services. We provide tons of community resources to folks that need it. We have different events, bigger events like our gala or Wicked Good Drag. Then we also have small events. We have open hours on the weekends that people can come and just sit in our coffee shop and enjoy a book or meet with friends and play cards or host a meeting if they need one. We have tons of support groups directed at the queer community, little classes and know your rights and talk with a medical professional about certain things, theme things. We have name change clinics for the queer community.
There's a lot of challenge in the community for people, even though we have marriage equality that came about just a little while ago, there's still a lot of resistance, maybe increased resistance lately. And we think about this with mm-hmm. adult, but you don't find your identity necessarily when you turn 18. It often exists as you're discovering your sexuality when you're a kid.
Correct.
The service to kids may alarm people at first thought,
sure.
but really there are a lot of, you know, middle school or who knows what age who are trying to figure it out. The Phoenix Center then is a place they can go for help with that. What about their parents?
First of all, I want to address the children. We all knew way before we were 18.
Oh my God, yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
We didn't turn 18 and we weren't handed a gift and said, congratulations, you are part of the queer community. We all knew, and it's something that we had to come to in our own time. The era in which the three of us grew up was quite different than it is now. We each have a story about how that happened. It's very controversial and politicized right now. Children, especially who are questioning their gender identity. I always tell everybody that I talk to about this, the only time we don't expect a small child to know what they're talking about when it comes to gender identity is when it doesn't align with social norms. If you talk to a three-year-old and you expect them to know whether they're a boy or a girl, the only time you think they don't know what they're talking about is when they say something different than what you thought the answer was going to be. I always like to put that out there. As far as parents, we've got really, really awesome supportive parents that are volunteering with the center, that are supportive in every way, that bring their kids to different events. And we have some parents that this place, this resource is really, really needed, because we are the adult in their life that is supporting them. We are the safe place for them to land. We are the people that are going to not dead name them or misgender them or question whether they love appropriately. We have a full spectrum of parents.
Doing the work to service both sides, right, in an appropriate way. And when you look at the statistics, like the Trevor Project just came out in 2024 saying that 53% of our youth have said that our political climate has made them, or lessened their well-being. That's too high.
Mm-hmm. Way too high.
Way too high and needless. To any adult who is feeling like this is an alarming thing to have an all-ages drag show, I would love for them to reach out to Teresa, my boss, and have a conversation about it. Because
it's, absolutely.
We grew up with this. Our generation grew up with this, and it was never a political... No one ever said you can't watch Bugs Bunny because sometimes she puts on drag.
Exactly.
We're not catering to specifically the queer community and the youth, and then not taking care of the parents. We also have parent groups, support groups, social support groups. I like to tell people, you can have your feelings. You can have your big feelings about what your child is going through. It's not okay to have those feelings at your child. So come have those with other adults that have been through that and can help you in a productive way.
Glad to hear there's a resource for parents who may not have understood what was coming their way when the person comes up with their truth. Appreciate you joining us today. Any other thing that's going on right now that we need to know with drag or with the Phoenix Center in the community?
Just a month after our drag show, Wicked Good Drag, we have our annual trivia night. This is going to be the first time in years where the trivia is a little bit more queer focused. We've already sold half our tables. We're really excited about it. It's another really important annual fundraiser for us.
That's always fun. There's lots of trivia folks in town.
Yes. So. Yes.
It actually gets pretty heated. People are covering their score sheets. I went last year.
Is it a heated rivalry?
It's a heated rivalry. Oh, good one.
Very good.
People come
good.
Up with very bawdy, very silly team names for their tables. And some people even dress to their theme. It's silly. It's wonderful.
I see people come in with their giant bags of snacks.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Right. We ask that you don't bring anything that needs to be plugged in or has an open flame.
Also in May, Mahogany and I sit on the committee for Springfield Pride Fest.
The award-winning Springfield Pride Fest.
The award-winning, yes. We are best of now. It's official. Mahogany is the entertainment chair for that committee. As usual, the entertainment will be impeccable this year, but that's May 16th, downtown on the intersection of 5th and Capitol, and it will be from noon to 10 p.m.
And is it still aligned with the art fair?
Yes, it's the art fair, and Lincoln Library has a book sale, and it's Farmers Market.
Yes.
Opening weekend, so lots
good
to
symbiotic
do downtown.
Relationship
yes.
over the years, right? Because
yes.
you can walk between the two and check it out.
Yep.
I know folks who just Pride Fest is their number one thing they like to go hit in the summer, or you know, in the nicer weather time.
Yeah,
year,
we
so.
Love that.
I'm glad that's going well for you. And Mahogany, any last preview you want to give folks?
I just want to say thank you for allowing us to be here. And if you are 21 and over, please join us at Click. It's 411 East Washington Street. Great safe place to come and watch some good drag. We have drag all month long, so please stop down there. And then also, we do hope to see you on January 31st, either at 4 o'clock for all ages, and then at 7 o'clock for 18 and up.
Mara, anything you'd like to leave us with?
I'm grateful that you're amplifying our voice and our event, and
yes.
especially right now when I know it's not always as easy or politically to hear from folks like us. I'm grateful that you guys are doing that.
One last chance for Teresa, anything else?
Again, I join these two in saying thank you for letting us be here and give us the opportunity to let people know.
Thank you for having fun and bringing things like this to town. Thank you for being healthy at this point and getting through all the challenges that are out there as always. Mm. Again, just to recap, we are talking about the Wicked Good Drag Show that's coming up Saturday, January 31st. It's actually two shows. There's one at 4. That's for families. In other words, when I looked at the ticket site, it said adults can only come if they bring a child.
Yep.
It
no
is really for kids.
Adult.
No unaccompanied adults. And really for the kids, it's an opportunity to see wicked characters.
Correct.
And things. It'll be a lot of fun. Then if you are an adult who doesn't have a kid to bring and you want to go or you want to go by yourself later in the evening, the adult only 18 up is at 7 p.m. Both of these events are happening at Pole Barn Chic, which is just south of Menards on Chatham Road, 4491 Chatham Road. Is there an admission cost?
The adult show, the 18 plus show, is $35. And for the family shows, it is $15 for children and $25 for their adults.
We appreciate you joining us on Community Voices and have a great event.
Yay!
Thank you.
Let his flesh not be torn, let his blood leave no stain. Though they beat him, let him feel no pain. Let his bones never break, and however they try to destroy him, let him never die, let him never die. What good is this chanting? I don't even know what I'm reading. I don't even know what trick I ought to try. Fear, where are you? Already dead or bleeding? One more disaster I can add to my generous supply. Unpunished. No act of charity goes unresented. No good deed goes unpunished. That's my new creed. My road of good intentions led where such roads always lead. No good deed goes unpunished. Nessa. Dr. Dillamond. Fiero. One question haunts and hurts. Too much to mention. Was I really seeking good or just seeking attention? Is that all good deeds are when looked at with an ice cold eye? If that's all good deeds are, maybe that's the reason why. So be it then. Let all laws be agreed. I'm wicked through and through, and since I can't succeed, fear.